Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara Chav Beis and Aleph with the second line, the words of Rebbe Meir. So again, we were discussing a little bit the drasha of what does Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir do with the drashas of with regard to Kelev Teshlichu Noso, that was the drasha. That's what we learned at the end of yesterday's daf. So the Gemara asks, where Rebbe Meir doesn't need this drasha, because Rebbe Meir learned that from the case of the pasuk of Nevela. He told us that was where we know that generally when it says an Isser, you're allowed to sell it, but unless it comes out of its way to teach you a different chedesh. Rebbe Meir, also ata mashlich lekelev, yata mashlich lekelev chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. Rebbe Meir says that this you should the meat dafka of a treifa you can give to dog, but you're not going to give to a dog chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. If you decide to bring a non hekdesh animal, your person just brought his own cow, decided to bring it, didn't mekadesh it for any korban, and brought it and shechted it in the azara of the Beis Hamikdash. That, according to Rebbe Meir, is teaching the chiddush of this pasuk, is teaching you that it is going to be aser behana. It's aser behana, aser derive benefit from it. And Rashi just points out that we never see explicitly that would be the case. And we learn out, the Gemara in Kedushin talks about it a little bit, that we learn out Isra Achila, because it says, Ki yerchak mimcha makom vezavachta vachalta. That we learn out Birichok Makom, Rashi says, is Chutz Machan Eshchina Tazovech Ve'Ocha V'Yat Tazovech Ve'Ocha Bekirav Makom. That you don't be Mizovech. It's a diuk. It's an inference from that pasuk. That's how we learned it out. So therefore, Rashi says again, since it's not Beferish, therefore you need to learn out there that there's Isra Hanah as well. Rabbi Yehuda, what is he going to do with that pasuk? The Marsh of Ida Chulin Shuklabazar Labda Raisi. He doesn't have that inference based on that pasuk that if you shecht an animal in the Beis Hamikdash that you did not decide to make hektesh beforehand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would not be Mida Oraisa, that would only be Derabanan. He would agree, however, that would the Hana, that's only the benefit. But he would agree with Pashas, as Rashi says over here, that it's still been Isra Deraisa, that the diuk of the Isra Hanashabo he disagrees with. But the fact that it's Kirecha Malchakam clearly sounds like only there, Bizavach, that you're allowed to decide to shecht however you want, you're definitely not allowed to do that in the Beis Hamikdash. That he would agree is Isra Deraisa. Not every Rishon holds like that. Some want to understand that Rabbi Huda, that even being on Deraisa to eat it, we'll just go sheet as Rashi for simplicity, but you should note that others, Ben David, others, I think even Tosos over here, mentioned this a different opinion of how to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now the Gemara continues. So the Gemara now learns on Rabbi Abahu that someone's not allowed to have hana from anything which is aser be'achila from the pasuk of lo socha lo sochelu. All of those, the Gemara has a question. The Gemara has meisir yitzchak nafcha on Rabbi Abahu v'arei gid anasha. Wait a second, gid anasha, which we know derachman amar alkein lo yechlo b'neisos gid anasha. We just read it in parshas v'yishlach. The pasuk says after Yaakov fought with the Sarshal Esav that Kal Yisrael is not going to eat that area of the Gid Anashev. And the Gid Anashev, again, is that area, I think it's always translated like a sinew. I don't know exactly where it is. It exactly is. Some sort of nerve. And again, you have to know Metzias of the animals. It's we don't eat it. So there, it's now we learn in the Mishnah, Shalech Adam Yerech Yarech Lenach V'Gid Anashev Besochli. You're allowed to send a person a thigh and have the Gid Anashev in it. The piece of meat surrounded by the Gid Anashev. So apparently it's near the thigh of an animal. That's what we see. And Nesha Mekom Anikar, because it is known. Rashi says, because at the end of the day, you don't have to be afraid that based on the Gemara and Chulin, that someone is allowed to send him. You're not afraid that a Jew saw the Shechita, but you're sending him fully kosher meat, and he sees that you gave it to him as a present, and now the non-Jew doesn't, whatever, is not hungry, whatever, he'll buy it for cheap. So buy it from him. You're not afraid that the Jew's going to think everything was taken care of, including removing the Gid Anashev, because apparently that was it was clear that the Gid Anashev was still remaining. Everyone could notice that. Everyone had the basic knowledge to understand the Gid Anashev had not been removed, and therefore we're not afraid that a Jew is going to come to eat it. But we see from here, though, that there's clearly allowed to have benefit, and the pasuk says lo yochlu. According to Rabbi Avahu, lo yochlu is one of the words rather that is going to be indicating clearly that something is aser ba'na, aser to have benefit from. So the Gemara answers, Kasava Rabbi Abahu, Kishehutra Nevela, he vechelba vegida hutra. That Rabbi Abahu says, Enachanami, yes, I would have learned from this pasuk that is Asr Behana. However, from the fact that the Torah went out of its way to matir Nevela, as Rabbi Abahu has observed before, that was the whole reason that we have Isra Hana, is the rest of the cases is not going to be that way. So we see by Nevela, there is a fundamental when it comes to an animal that just died on its own. You're allowed to sell it and give it to the goy, that was a shayla. If you're allowed to give it to the, sell it to the nafri, and not give it to the president and give it to a goy, not sell to him, that's the shayla we had on yesterday's daf. But Lameisa over here, when it comes to this, Rabbi Abahu's understanding clearly that Nevela in some aspect or another is clearly much about na, so too the gid is going to be part of that, because gid is chelba v'gida, that is part of the flesh, it's part of the fats and the sinew, is part of the fats and limbs of the animal that had died, and Rabbi Abahu is learning from there that at the end of the day, it's under the category of Nevela, which is Mutar Behana. So now the Gemara says, okay, fine, but that's not according to every sheet. This would be acceptable to one who holds that Gid Anasha has a flavor to it. If it has a flavor to it, there's machlokes, we'll give the Hakdama now. Well, let's finish the sentence and then we'll give that what exactly is going on here. Elamanda Amar Embeginim Nosantam Mayaklamar, the one who says that we don't have Gidim but do not know Satam, they do not have flavor to them. Mayaklamar. So what in the world's going on over here? So the Gemara in Chulin has a machlokes whether we assume that the Gid Anasha has flavor. And the Nafkamina, if you cook it with something else, is it gonna be Mavatal? Do you need shishim not to get rid of it or not? Let's say you can remove the Gid Anasha. And so we normally, let's say I cook treif, and I cook treif with kosher food, so it doesn't matter if I can see exactly where the piece of treif is. The moment I cook it, we assume that the blios, that the taste is going to be imparted into the entire thing, and if I don't have shishim, can I get the iser? The whole thing becomes aser. So what about the Gid Anasha? If I cook it together, and I can remove the exact portion where the Gid Anasha was. Do they have no same time? According to it's Machlokas Tanoim, some of them understood that it's Eitz Ba'alma, that it's considered just simply something that's unedible. It's just the Gezeres HaKasuv that it's going to be Mutter, is a Gezeres HaKasuv that it's going to be Usser. It's not really part of the meat of the animal. So if you assume that it's not really part of the meat of the animal, then you can't say over here, so it's what's a cool over there, that if you cook it with kosher food and you're able to discern it and take it out, then you can remove it and not have to worry that it's going to impart flavor because there is no flavor. But here would be a chumra, that if you shechted it, and you shechted, if you have this, an animal that has the Gid Anasha in it, so then you cannot have necessarily understand from Nevela that it should be a heter, that it's not Asr Banah, because it's not considered under the rubric of Nevela. Nevela meant that the animal and all the meat and all the flesh that came with the animal. This isn't the flesh, this is Eitz Ba'alma, this is something that's a different part of the animal, and you can't assume that there is a heter Anah over here. So that's what the Gemara is asking, that if you assume that there is no Sintam, if you assume there's no flavor, it's not under the category of Nevela, so what are you going to answer? So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Who is the opinion that says that there is no flavor in the Gid Anasha? Rabbi Shimon Desanya, Ha'ocham Gid Anasha Shal Behemat Me'ah. So someone who eats of a Gid Anasha of an impure, meaning a non-kosher animal, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Mechayev Shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda says they're going to be Mechayev two Lavim. You're going to be Mechayev one for eating Stam, a non-kosher animal, another one for eating the Gid Anasha. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says that you're Pater. So we're learning from now, Rabbi Yehuda over there says that someone that he holds that you have the Gid Anasha of both the kosher and non-kosher, that's the chiddush over there. Even by non-kosher animal is going to be asr, and he also the Gid Anasha has flavor, and Rabbi Yehuda therefore is going to tell you that someone who eats the Gid Anasha is going to be chayav both. Rabbi Shimon, who argues on both of Rabbi Yehuda's opinions, he's going to assume that Gid Anasha is only going to apply to kosher animals, and he also understands that Gid Anasha has no tam, and therefore it's Eitz Ba'alma. So that's why by a non-kosher animal there is no special isr for a Gid Anasha, and it's even Eitz Ba'alma, not even chayav for eating meat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's full-fledged meat, so therefore if I eat it by a non-kosher animal, I'm chayav for eating the meat of a non-kosher animal, and I'm chayav for eating the Gid Anasha. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon achanami de'aser ba'anah. So Rabbi Shimon is going to hold in Echanami that Gid Anasha is actually aser b'anah, and that's in fact we see his opinion. Desanya, the Brisa actually quotes him as holding this way. Gid Anasha muter b'anah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Gid Anasha is muter b'anah. Rabbi Shimon also. Rabbi Shimon holds that Gid Anasha is aser b'anah according to Rabbi Shimon, because that works out nicely. Rabbi Shimon's going to hold that it's not under the rubric of Nevela. So you have no chiddush, you have no heter to tell you that it's muter b'anah, and therefore I would assume that in fact it is aser b'anah, and that's how we're holding over here. That Gid Anasha would in fact be aser b'anah. Okay, so so just to point out that the opinion that Gid Anasha doesn't have any time is that of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that it's aser ba'ana. That's a shayla in the Rambam had a paskin, because Rambam seems to be sozer himself, like paskin like Rabbi Abba, and also paskin that it would be necessarily mutter ba'ana. That's a shayla. Okay, I'm not getting into that whole lumdus in the Rambam. A lot of people don't discuss the Rambam, but that's lemaisa shayla whether we go like Rabbi Abba or Shimon halach lemaisa with the Gid Anasha as well. Verei dam. So the Gemara now continues. The Gemara asks, what about blood? When it comes to blood, Rachmana says, Rachmana amar kol nefesh mikem lo sochal dam. The pasuk says that nobody should have any blood. Again, lo sochal. So the kashan Rabbi Bao, lo sochal should imply that it's usher behana, usher for benefit. It's not yet, the Mishnah tells us, elu ve'elu masarvin ba'ama, that the remaining blood of the Rashi tells us that we're discussing over here. Let's just finish. We're talking about two types of blood, of the chatas pnimios and the chatas chitzonis. Chatas pnimios is like the Kohen Gadol would bring the korban in the if he made a sin by accident, he would bring it in dafka. In the pnimi is referred to the inner part, meaning the mizbeach hazav, where the Mizbeach hazav, where the ktores, the inner part of the where the ulam was. So that's where there used to be makrav, the chatos of pnimios. It's called pnimios. That was the mizbeach hazav. It's also called mizbeach hapnimi because it was in the inside of the ulam over there. However, chatos of achitzonos is referred to all the chatos that were the regular mizbeach. That's the one that usually people are familiar with. That's the one as referred to chatos achitzonos and chatos pnimios. So the Mishnah is telling over here that both of them are mutter behana. And of course, el malim bo, so a person is allowed to take without buying anything, and so we see over here that a person is going to be, again, if you do it without halacha, then it's going to be chayav meila. However, we assume that the maisa, the Rabbi Bawa told us that it's hana, and we're allowed to use it for yotzo nachal kidron, to use it to, it will help you. The blood is apparently a good fertilizer for helping the fields, so, and you are allowed to have derived benefits. So the Gemara says, "Shani dam the iskish lamayim." Specifically, blood, according to Rabbi Bawa, is different because blood has a hekesh as compared to water. And where do we see that? The pasuk says, with regards to blood, don't eat it, and you should put it on the ground like water. Just like water is mutar habana, avda mutar, so too blood is mutar habana. The Gemara says, wait a second, though. Not all water is mutar habana. Maybe we ema kamayim es nasim gam es bech. We know that the water that was used for the mayim of nisuch hamayim, the avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash during the Chag of Sukkot, where they would pour the nisuch hamayim, that is asher ba'anah, as Rashi points out, because it's kodesh, and the pasuk of kodesh says kolad hamayim yikdash, everything is yikdash is asher ba'anah. So you're not allowed to have anah while it's hekdesh. So maybe I'd assume that just like blood is asher ba'anah, and so too water, other way around, just like water is asr ba'ana, like the water of the Beis HaMikdash that was used for the Nisach HaMayim, so too this blood should be asr. So why is the drasha telling me that it's laheter? So the Gemara responds, Rabbi Bayo answers this question as well. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi answered, Kamayim, it's Kamayim. Kamayim tells you, it's dafka rov mayim, most water, what is most regular water? Regular water is usually not used as Nisach HaMayim. The Gemara says, wait a second, maybe rov mayim, it doesn't say rov mayim, it says mayim. Maybe mayim dafka as water had been in a certain example. And the water of the Beis HaMikdash is the example, we're using water of the Nisach HaMayim, which is Asher Bana. So the Gemara says, Elam Ravashi, so therefore you're right, that's not a good answer to answer for Rebbe Bo. Ravashi is an answer for Rebbe Bo. Kamayim anishpachim, lo kamayim anisuchin. Kadafka, it's kamayim, which al ars tishpachenu kamayim. We're using the pasuk of tishpachenu. Tishpachenu kamayim is spilling it out. How do you spill out water? You spill out generally, not water that's chashav, water that's not going to be of the hektish. However, mayim that you're doing a nisuch, which you're pouring dafka as the nisuch hamayim, the literal libations on the mizbeach, that is a poured, and that's a pouring, not necessarily being spilled out. But Gemara says, wait a second, ve'ima kamayim nishpachim levodazar. So you would say, ah, tishpachenu. You're focusing on the word tishpachenu, which means to pour it out. And we don't have anything that's poured out that's always mutar ba'ana. That's not true. We have things that are poured out before an avodazara. And those things we know avodazara is asr ba'ana. So anything that was used as part of the avodazara is also always asr ba'ana. So too, this should be asr ba'ana. Just like the dam is going to be asr, so too the water, just like the water is going to be asr, the dam is going to be asr. The Gemara answers this also. Hasam nami nisuch ikri. That's still called, even though you spill it out, that was the way they did the avoda of avodazara. That's still called nisach hamayim. That's still called pouring it, and therefore, dechsev yishdu yein nisicham. The pasuk says that you should drink the wine of their libation. That they were drinking the wine of the libations of the avodah zarah. I think that's the pesukim in the Tochacha. No, I'm not sure. Okay, why the right pesukim dvarim over there? So there the pasuk is talking about that we're comparing, that we're clearly showing that we're not comparing blood to the water of avodah zarah. Rather, it's rather regular water, which is mutar bahana. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara goes to analyze even Chizki as being problematic. Now the discussion on both Chizki. Well, not yet. Gemara first asks a different question. Chizki the mayim chazav ishkas glad down the mayim. The Gemara says, wait a second. We just had this hekesh of dam the mayim lefir be abo to say that it's mutar. According to Rabbi Abo, he was mutar ba'ana, so then he had the chiddush of teaching you that halacha. According to Chizkiya, though, what exactly is the heter ba'ana? What exactly where are we learning it out from? And we can't, and that's the question. And Rashi just points out that why didn't we ask the question about Nevela? Nevela, we had this whole drasha according to Rabbi Abo. Why didn't we ask the question, what does Chizkiya do with the drasha of Nevela? So Rashi points out that we had two mandamers in Tanaim already, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, we saw. Last part that Dvarim Kichsavan or Dvarim is teaching you the Chiddush of not being allowed to sell them. So we already saw Tanaim being Dorish that Pasuk. We don't have a question on that. But now we're asking, what does Chizkiya do with the water aspect that Rivao gave the Teretz for? So the Gemara says that is for the Chedriv Chibar Abba. Then Rabbi Chibar Abba, Amar Biyochanan Minayel Adam Kachim Sheino Machshir. How do I know that the blood that's coming out of animals that you're shechting is not going to be susceptible to tumah, that if it touches non-liquids, if it touches food things, it's not going to make them, we know, v'chiyut ha'mayim, right? V'chiyut ha'mayim ozera, we discussed this a few times right in the last, from the Yudala till Chafalf. We had a lot of that pasuk came up a lot, that you need what's called a makshir in order to be metame mekana lahaba ochel. Foods to become tamei from now going forward need to have a liquid, and now we know that liquid can be yad shachadam, the shiva samach, that can be matame. So now the we're learning from over here that how do I know that dam kachim is not machshir because it's an exception to the rule? Shnemer lo sochlenu alars b'shachanak mayim dam shnech mashkamayim machshir dam shnech mayim in a machshir. The pasuk is telling you that gufa specifically the dam of kachim is not spilled on the ground in a normal way. So therefore, meaning you collect it in the kli and you sprinkle them on his bech. So therefore, these things are going to be susceptible to tumah. Masha inkin kachim is not susceptible to tumah. Blood of kachim is not going to be susceptible to tumah. That is what Chizkia does. With Rabbi Abba's drasha, so Gemara says, "Varei Eivrim and Achai." Wait a second. When it comes to Eivrim and Achai, Dichsiv v'loy soichal hanefesh im abasar. Don't eat the, don't have the life with the flesh of the animal, with the meat. Betanya, and we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Nassan says, Rabbi Nassan, "Oh, Merminayin l'shaloy yoshid Adam kos yain l'chnazir v'Eivrim and Achai l'bnei Noach." Because so he asks, where do we know that a person shouldn't give a cup of wine to a nazir or Eivrim and Achai, part of a live animal? A limb of the live animal too, a Bnei Noach. We know that's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach not to give it to him. Talmud Lomar, v'lif ne'ivir lo zitzen michshol. Before someone who, a buying person, don't put a stumbling block. So instead of taking the pasuk literally, we say that it doesn't mean literally putting a stumbling block in front of, that's a shayla, and whatever. Let's just first give the drasha. The drasha is that if you put a, that it's in putting a stumbling block in front of someone who's blind, bedavar, is that's a few things. We have a drasha about giving him bad advice, but also is putting a stumbling block in the fact that he's going to trip over the avera, that you've enabled him to do an avera, so then you're going to be, that's an iser. That's a shayla. When does it apply? How does it apply to Gedarim? Does it only, let's say, if he's not accessible to do the Avera, but if you just enabled, if he wasn't able to do it and you enabled him, that's when it could be able to do the Avera. But if you just, you did something that you didn't know he was going to do an Isra with it, you gave him, let's say, I don't know, let's say a month before Pesach, you give him, or even a few weeks, you gave him Chametz tea. So he figured he was going to eat it before Pesach, and he realized the guy's not from at all, and he eats it. So you're not going to be chayv with the Avera, because the Maisa, he could have bought Chametz anytime he wanted that the whole 3 weeks. So that's a shayla, exactly the parameters of lifnei iver. But either way, over here is we are going to be chayv lifnei iver for giving it to him to eat. So the Gemara, it may also, that first of all, that also might be an iser derabanan. If you know specifically he's going to do the avera, but you had the opportunity to do the avera anyway, that still might be an iser derabanan of lifnei iver. Okay, now either way, the Gemara is pointing out over here. So why again? Halaklavim shari. We're learning out that tamal lifnei iver. Halaklavim shari. We're learning out that so the dogs are permitted to give a live animal. So we see that there is no iser hana on. On the Eivrim Min Achai. So the Gemara says, so Shani Eivrim Min Achai, the Iskir Shaldam. Again, it says, Lo Sochlo Nefesh and Basar, which is telling you not to eat Eivrim Min Achai, and yet it tells you that it's Mutar Ba'ana. So the Gemara says that we learned because Eivrim Min Achai, the Iskir Shaldam, Eivrim Min Achai is compared to blood. The Pasuk specifically says that that we're comparing it to blood, we're going to see in a moment. The Pasuk says, be careful not to eat blood, and the blood is life, which is telling you this is the Isra of eating dam, and therefore the Hemshech of the Pasuk actually points out is, we're comparing the two things. We're putting together the Isra of Eivrim and Achai with the Isra of blood to teach you the Chiddush over there that since it's compared to blood, and we learned before that blood is not Asher Bana, so to Eivrim and Achai is not Asher Bana, you're allowed to give it to your animals. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Lechizkia, lemayelchus eiskish Eivrim and Achai l'dam." According to Chizkia, what halacha is the fact that the limb from the live animal is compared to blood? What is that teaching you? According to Rabbi Abba, is Gufa teaching you that it's Mutar Bana? According to Chizkia, what's the pasuk teaching you? Amar lecha, damar eiskish Eivrim and Achai. So the dam is compared to Eivrim and Achai because Eivrim and Achai, the live animal, the limb from the live animal is Aser. Af Adam min Achai Aser. So too, the blood taken from a living animal is going to be Aser. And which blood dafka? That's his point. Which blood is mentioned over here? That's Dam Hakaza. Dam Hakaza is the blood which the animal is actually dying from. Rashi quotes it in Bava Kama. We have a. Wrong Rashi. In increases, we learn out that there's four stages of the Dama Kaza, Macholkes Amoraim. What exactly is the blood that's coming out when the animal is dying? So that Lameisa is what's referenced over here. But everyone agrees that that blood is specifically the blood is going to be the Isser. So the Gemara is going to mention specifically this Rakaris. The other blood is going to be a Shiloh. Now the Gemara continues asking both. Now we're going to ask both on Chizkiyah and on Rabbi Abba, because the Pasuk is going to say Lo Yachel, and yet it's going to be Mashma that there is no Isra Ana. Or at least you needed a drush to teach me Isra Ana. So the Gemara says, Varei Shor Niskal. When it comes to Shor Niskal, Shor Niskal is if an animal was warned before. It was already supposed to be, it was Muad, it was already warned, and it killed someone. So the Pasuk tells you, you have to kill the Amar Shor Sakel va Balabayas Dakis. The Gemara says, Derachmana Amar Loya Chalas Pisaro. Sorry, not Barabas Dakis, but Ashor Sakel va Balabayas Yumas. We learn that Yumas is actually not actually Misa, but we don't actually face that after the Kulim. The Gemara says that, Rahman Amar Loya Chalas Pisaro. The Pasuk says not to eat its flesh, to eat any of the meat. Betanya, and the Baisa tells us, Mimash, which never saw Sakel, Shor, any Yodeshi Nevela. I already know that the animal is not allowed to be eaten. So it's a nevela, so obviously meaning, right, you're stoning it. You didn't shecht it, so obviously you're not allowed to eat it. You didn't do a proper shechita. Nevela is a and obviously nevela is a rechila. Matam lo yachasu. Then what is the pasuk telling you? It shouldn't be eaten. Magid lecha, she'akasu shim shechtu l'achar, shenig mardino asra. The pasuk is telling you that if you shechted it after it already was sentenced to death, the animal sentenced to death. It actually is very fascinating. They used to use the base in the 23rd the Mishnah. The Sanhedrin tells us it was real dine nefasha shel shor. It was a mamish like a court case of the shor was on trial in front of 23 judges to kill it. Either way, so the pasuk over here is telling you that after it was decreed that it was the base in paskin, it's chayv misa, and you shechted it, it's still aser to have b'hana, only ela b'achila. So that's only eating it. B'hana minayin. How do I know even it's usher to have even b'hana, even to have the hides or anything? The Gemara says b'hana minayin tamalomer balashor naki. That the literally means that the naki is always like the nakod is to clean, right? It's clean. So over here means that the owner of the ox is going to be clean. The Gemara says, so what? How does it imply that it's usher b'hana? So the Gemara says, my mashma. How do it imply that the lashon of naki of cleaning means that it's usher b'hana? So the Gemara says, So Shimon ben Zilma Omer Kadam Shimon Chaveri. That's a pony Naki Mechasav Inlo Hana Shel Klum. And it's similar to a person who says to his friend, "Oh, what's his name? Reuven just lost everything, and he has no Hana from any. I mean, he lost everything. So you say Naki is that he's cleaned out. He was cleaned out. You can say, oh, yeah, he was cleaned out. Person says that he was cleaned out from his money, whatever it is. So he was cleaned out. He lost everything. So to Vier, he lost everything from the animal, meaning he has no benefit, not out of any benefit whatsoever. Now the Gemara continues, timer, because of Bala Sharnaki. The Brisa clearly says that the reason is because it says, Bala Sharnaki, the owner of the ox is going to be clean. So what do we see from here? The Pasuk had to go out of its way to tell you, Bala Sharnaki, to teach me that it's an Isra Hana on Shor Niskal. The Shor Niskal is Isra Hana only because it said, Lo Yachel. Wait a second, what do you mean? Lo Yachel was teaching us a Chiddush over here. That would have been enough. Lo Yachel should have been enough. You don't need another Pasuk to tell me, another Jerusha to tell me that it's Asr Ba'ana. Lo Yachel, according to both Rabbi Bahu and Chizkiyah, should have been enough to teach me it's Asr Ba'ana. So the Gemara says, how are we going to answer this? So the Gemara says, Lo'olam Lo Yachel Isra Chila V'Isra Namashma. That really, it does imply both, so why is this an exception? Bala Shor Naki La'anas Oro Das. No, the Pasuk isn't telling you that it's Asr Ba'ana. We knew it was Asr Ba'ana, it's Asr to have any benefit from it. However, I would have thought maybe a lot of benefit from the hides in the animal. And then why do I need it? The Pasuk specifically says, don't eat its meat, don't eat its flesh, don't have the body parts. Fine. Now that's the body parts of a Besori and Mashallah, the meat of the animal I get. However, I would have thought maybe that doesn't apply to the hides of the animal. Maybe the hides of the animal really are going to be Mutar Ba'ana. Kamashallah, and therefore the Pasuk is telling you that the Torah is telling you Chiddush over here that the one is not allowed to benefit even from the hides of the animal. So the Gemara asks, so the Hanach Tanai, and according to those Tanai, the Mafkile Lahai Kura Lidrasha Achrina. According to the Tanaim, who used this drasha for a different drasha, this is the Bava Kama that was mentioned in Rashi before, the Mishnah Bava Kama. We learn out that the one says that you're going to learn Lachati Kofar, that let's say you have a Shor Muad, we just mentioned a Shor Muad, you have to pay a Kofar to get Kapara for a Shor Muad that kills someone, because the Shor Muad seemed to be previously warned, and if it kills someone, you're considered a higher degree of negligence, and therefore you have to pay a kapara for you. That's the shaila. You pay your own value. This is my focus tonight. Your own value, the value of the guy you killed. Either way, you're getting kapara from this, from the fact that he killed someone. But what if a shor tam that never didn't gore three times yet had been the one that gored and killed an animal, killed a person? So do you have to pay a chatzi kofar? So he says that we learn from this drasha is that we're going to learn out you're going to be pater from Chatzi Kofer from this pasuk. That's what we learn in Bava Naki. Then over here, you don't have to have Chatzi Kofer. And another Tana learns out Dvei Vados. That he learns out Dvei Vados is that if we normally assume that if a person a person hits a fetus of a human being, of a woman, then you have to pay for the value of the fetus. That's the halacha. So we say that doesn't apply by a shore. It doesn't apply by the animal over here. So the Gemara says, then how an us or a manolo? So how do they know that an ox's hide is going to be usher? Because again, you're using this pasuk for a different drasha. You can't learn two things from the same drasha. So how are they going to learn that an ox's hide is usher be'ana of the ox that gored three times and killed someone? Nafkalu me'es bisaro. The pasuk says they learn this out from the fact that it says es bisaro, es atafel bisaro, that which is tafel to the animal's hides. So according to the other shita, what do they do with the fact that it says es? It doesn't have to say es bisaro. It could have just said bisaro. It didn't have to say the lashon of es. Es seems to be including something. Es lo darish. According to the other shitas over here, these other tanaim, they don't darish. According to the way Rabbi Bowen are going to learn it out, that they don't. Rabbi Bowen or Cheskia, the answer that they use, they are not going. They're going to go like the tana that they're not darish es. Kedusani, as we learn in the Brisa, that there is a tana like this. Shimon am suni. Shimon am suni is a pretty famous gemara. Remember the chami am suni. Yeah, darish kol es in the Torah. He learned every single es in the Torah. He was coming to include something. Kevan shegila es Hashem lakecha tira pirish. That when the moment he came to fearing Hashem, he was not able to dorish anymore because I'm a little tamidav, Rabbi, kol Hashem shatam matalan. So you see, he was always dorish something that it was included something else. It was always including something tafel to it. But according to, you fear Hashem, there's nothing tafel to Hashem. There's nothing secondary to Hashem. So you don't feel anything else. It's only Hashem. So his tamidim asked him, now that you dorish all the essence of the Torah, think about hundreds of asked him that he was dorish, thousands probably. You spent so much time on it. So what's going to be with everything that you were dorish? I'm not going to come and make up some excuse. It's just like I received a reward for explaining these psukim. I'm going to receive a reward also for not being intellectually honest and showing that I was wrong. A lot of times people, especially in Torah also, people will try to justify the way they said things even though they realize they're really wrong in halacha, whatever it is, wrong in the explanation. But they want to dorish, not like a fool. So they'll come to, so here is being intellectually honest and he's going to get schar for every word. We know that the amelus by us is the ikar, not necessarily having the rape shut all the time. So however, Rabbi Akiva came along and he was dorish, that Rabbi Akiva said, is coming to include the Talmidei Chachamim that they are included in this Es Hashem Melekecha Tira, that you should still be fearful of Hashem, obviously, and the Es, what can be secondary Hashem, in this case, is Dafka Talmidei Chachamim, and you should fear them. That's part of it. The Rabbi Yosef just quotes from the Marasha. He says, wait a second, there's a pasuk that he should have got confused about before. It says, V'haft Es Hashem Melekecha, that's before this pasuk of Es Hashem Melekecha Tira. So he quotes the Marasha, Rabbi Yosef quotes the Marasha, that answers that he was able to learn, la'avosam, to learn, to love a Talmid Chacham, that's okay. He wasn't bothered by that. That's nitval. But because you could love a Talmid Chacham, that's tafel to Hashem. But fearing, he thought, you can't be dorish a Talmid Chacham. You can't be dorish, how can you be dorish a Talmid Chacham? You have to fear. It's the only fear of Hashem. We have real fear is only fear of Shemaim. Nobody else, not Basar Badam. You can't be dorish fear anyone, even a king. Really, we're only supposed to have fear of Mor Shemaim. The whole reason that we fear a king is supposed to see that, why we go see kings, the Gemara and Brachos, we had this Gemara and Brachos, is to see that what is, to really fear Hashem. So that's all to refer Hashem. That's why maybe he didn't have a problem. We have to ask Hashem. Okay, interesting chat from Rabbi Yashav quoting the Marasha. I just saw also the Ksav Sofer has a sharp line over here. He says that a nice vart. He says that what was the difference in Rabbi Kiva and Shimon Amasuni with regards to this? So Shimon Amasuni thought it was milsa zepshita that you feel a Talmud Chacham. Everyone fears a Talmud Chacham. Who doesn't walks into Rabbi Chaim's house and doesn't have a pachad when he sees it? You have a pachad, you see them, they're very intimidating. I know a way that they're not, all of Torah, kula, they just have the shine of someone who you should fear. So that's clear. However, Rabbi Kiva, Gufa, Rabbi Kiva, the one who said, we're going to see this in our Masechta later on, I think we're going to test over there, we're going to see later, Rabbi Kiva says that he would have bit like a chamor, the Talmud Chacham, how much he hated him before he was frum. So he knew that not everyone fears the Talmud Chacham, even the people who aren't religious, don't fear them. So he's the one who's saying that you should be a dafka, that it's not so pashut, it's not a pshita, and then pashut needs to be dorish, that is referring to dafka, Talmud Chacham. Okay, fascinating. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Most of Aray Orla, wait a second, when it comes to Orla, again, Orla, it says, Rachman Amar Arim Lo Yachel. Again, so this can be a kasha on both Chizki and Ribah, because it says Lo Yachel. And Chizki also learned that Lo Yachel implies Isser Hanav. Vitania, and the Brisa tells us, Arim Lo Yachel, the Pasuk says, it shouldn't be eaten, Leili Ela Isser Achila. I learned that it's only an Isser of eating. Manan, so Yahenimir, how do I know you're not allowed to have Hanav from Orla in any way? Shalit Stabimani, you shouldn't die with it, as Rashi explains, that that you could use the shells to dye fabrics or whatever it might be, or or light candles with it, burn the fruits to light candles with it. The pasuk is telling you, the double lashon is telling you specifically that Orla is mentioned with the reboy that it's going to be asher benefit. So according to them, time that it says arilim twice, it's forbidden and forbidden. Why does it repeat the fact that it's forbidden twice? Is to teach you it's going to be asher benah. So then it would imply that if it didn't mention this reboy, didn't have this drasha, then I would have thought that Orla is in fact mutar benah. But again, according to Chizkiah and Rabbi Abba, why should that be? At the end of the day, this is something which should be asher benah memela. I don't need the special drasha. So the Gemara answers, "La'olam lo yachel mashma bin Yisrael chila bin Yisrael na." It does imply both. B'shani asam. However, with regards to Orla, it says "Dichsiv lachem." Is written, lachem is to you, specifically, shaloshanim yeh lachem arilim. Lachem implies to you, and implies that you maybe have some benefit of it. Vitzach, sadat achamina, because of lachem, it specifically says it's for you, shalachem yeh, you're allowed to benefit from it in some way or another. Kamashman, therefore the Torah is telling you that it is asur to have anah from it. Ve'ela, hashadich sivi hanach cry, lachem lamali. So then at the end of the day, what the Pasuk says, it says the lashon of that it's asher ba'anah. So why does it kind of mislead you by saying lachem? The Gemara answers, lechadasan is teaching you the brisa. Lachem l'rabos is anatua. It's coming to teach you. It's including that which is planted, turning on a cinema l'rabim for the public use. Rabbi Yehuda omer lehotzi is anatua l'rabim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's specifically coming to exclude the public use. So how do they each dorish it? My time with the Tanakama. What's the reason the Tanakama who's being machmed? Unetatem. The pasuk says unetatem. You should plant liachid mashma. This implies dafka you are planting only for a single person planting. Are we going to have the lachos of orla? So it's a big shayla, by the way. When Israel, when you have the iriyah of the city is planting something in the are those subject to the laws of Orla or not? The Rabbi Loman saying is very nogel. The Rabbi Loman mashma, and for the public that is that's not mashma. Because the Rechman alachem lahavi is until the Rabbim specifically coming to include the public into the Isra Arla. That is the Tanakama. Rabbi Huda says Dorash Unutatem mashma ben Yarab ben Yachem. Natanem is for everybody. V'lachem ben Yachem ben Rabbim mashma. Now, so lachem specifically is for you or general public, a lot of people. It's a famous thing when you have an inclusion and a double inclusion. So why are you including things twice? It sounds like you're actually coming not a double inclusion, it's actually the opposite. It's coming lemayit to actually exclude, and therefore it's excluding the fact that Orla, when it comes to a rabbim, is going to be mutar bahana. Okay, Mr. Shem will pick up a Hare Chuma Bez Hashem tomorrow.